Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is Dr. Trip Nanny, a neurosurgeon with Penrose Hospital, one of the Centura branded hospitals here in Colorado Springs. And Dr. Nanny, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Business Connection.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm one of the new surgeons here at Penrose Hospital. We're building a neurosciences program. I'm actually a neurosurgeon, so I do brain and spine surgery as needed, whether it includes trauma, degenerative disease such as arthritis and stenosis and things like that, and brain tumors, aneurysms, all of the above. We also have a great neurologist here, and we have a lot of really good rehab doctors and all the things that you need to make a good neuroscience program. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you so much for joining us. And when it comes to looking for a provider, what should consumers really be on the lookout for when it comes to neurosciences? And what should people know about that new center you were talking about at Penrose for neurosciences?
So in short, I think that we have a bead on the entire community's health right now in terms of neurosciences from a surgical perspective. But like I said, we also have our medical neurological specialists, such as stroke neurologists. So neurosurgery is a very broad field. It goes anywhere from stroke to carpal tunnel syndrome to radiculopathy, sciatica, spinal stenosis, spinal arthritis, neck pain, back pain, brain tumors, you name it. So the short end of your question is really just call our office. We have two surgeons who just finished their fellowships. One's coming in to do functional, which is deep brain stimulation for things like Parkinson's disease and other movement disorders. We've got another one who did a fellowship for a year to do very complicated skull-based tumors of the brain. We already do those. I also did a fellowship as well in that area, but we've got the full complement here in terms of surgical indications. And if it's not a surgical problem, we've got great neurological and neurointerventional colleagues that'll take care of the other issues.
And when it comes to finding that neurosurgical opinion, finding that care as well, there's a lot of things to be put into play, a lot of factors that come into really finding that right provider and really finding someone caring. And that's something that's been a keystone of building this program through Centura.
Yeah, we try to, you know, I think that me and my partners have good bedside manner. We care about our patients. We care about this community. I mean, I started working at this practice because I really love Colorado Springs. I was living in Boulder before, and this is a really cool community. Military, you know, a lot of people with religious hearts, a lot of people with great manners and, you know, just salt of the earth, and everybody just takes care of each other. And I like taking care of this kind of population, and it's necessary. We're taking care of half of Colorado. We've got Flight for Life. So these are helicopters and fixed-wing planes that bring people in from Alamosa, Canyon City, you know, San Luis Valley, all the way to Durango. They fly to our hospital, and, you know, we're taking care of everybody south of Denver, and it's an honor.
Yeah, and of course, with this being a fairly new practice, being stood up through Centura as well, that's also involving some cutting-edge technology as well, and that really goes a long way when it comes to specific diagnosis or treatment of a number of neurological conditions.
Yeah, that's a great point. So we actually have just purchased a spinal robotics instrument. So this is basically the most cutting edge technology for spinal fusions and things like that. And we have it. It's in our hall. It's ready to be used. We're getting training on it this week. I've been working on this project for 2.5 years, really. So I'm not really being trained. It's just, you know, checking some boxes off to make sure that it's legal. But this is the next best thing, and I'm going to be able to do my surgeries in half the time and probably with twice the accuracy. And there also are cranial applications for tumors and things like that of your head. And there's also orthopedic applications if we get our orthopedic surgeons involved as colleagues. So this is the best robotic technology we have for neurosurgery, and we're about to unleash it. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. And again, that's one of the benefits of going to a brand new facility, a brand new portion like this, is having that cutting edge technology. Dr. Tripp Nanny joining me here on the Business Connection. He is a neurosurgeon through Penrose Hospital, part of the Centura family. And Dr. Nanny, if somebody's listening, what are some typical symptoms of neurological or neurological concerns that should prompt them to get a check-in with their primary care physician and maybe see if there's something that might need to be addressed?
Yep. And we're also happy to see anybody that calls our office. You know, it always is good for your primary care doctor to know about what's going on with your medical care, regardless of what it is, whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, or a spine issue. You know, they always need to know. Our primary care physicians around here, particularly with Centura Health, are very good. And they always text me, call me, email me. You know, it's like friends talking to friends about our patients' medical care. So always let them know. But if you need a neurosurgeon for spine or brain issues, peripheral nerve stuff, stroke problems, you know, just always call us. Even if we direct you to a more appropriate doctor, such as a stroke neurologist or a neurointerventionalist or an orthopedic surgeon or an ears, nose, and throat surgeon, we're happy to do that for you. So never feel like you can't reach out to us.
And Dr. Nanny, you know, say I make one of those calls and we start that process. What does some of the diagnosis look like to determine if it is truly on the neurological side or something else that you would send me to another provider?
So a common complaint that most people have that are referred to us is my neck hurts and it's hurt for a long time, or my back hurts. Neck and back pain are one of the top complaints that send people to either the emergency room or their primary care doctor. Most of the time, neck and back pain is not a surgical problem. Your primary care doctor and other doctors, including pain management specialists or physiatrists, usually will work you up, provide chiropractic or physical therapy referrals, possibly injection options, medications that don't necessarily mean narcotics. They could be other kinds of medications. But after all of those things are typically exhausted, they want a surgeon to say, this is surgical or not. Thank you for your input. So if you ever come to see us, understand that we're going to give you a great evaluation and great recommendations. But sometimes surgery just doesn't work for neck and back pain. It's unfortunate, but you know, a lot of times it does as well. And that's our job, is to discern if your problem is surgical, and if so, trust me, we will carry out a really good operation for you. And now with the robot coming and all the cutting edge technology, you're going to get top of the line, better than university. And in Colorado, honestly, I think we're the best hospital there is.
Exactly. And when it comes to that level of treatment, really what sets Penrose Neurosciences apart from those other hospital networks throughout the state?
So as I stated, Dr. Iyer, Dr. Gravinder Kaur, Dr. Boone and myself, Dr. Tripp Nanny, we all have very good general neurosurgical knowledge, and we also subspecialize in different areas of our field. So we have the gamut covered. Furthermore, we've got great neurologists here, great neurointerventionalists for stroke and aneurysms, things of that nature. Our ICU is by far the best I've ever worked with, including my training since 2005. Great ED, fantastic floor nurses. Really nice hospital. Everything's at one location, including oncology, radiation oncology. Unfortunately, if you get cancer or something, or a benign tumor that needs treatment, we have the whole package here. And other hospitals, including bigger hospitals in Denver, don't have the whole package. That's what sets us apart.
Exactly. And then if listeners want some more information, potentially schedule that appointment, that consultation, you'd given some information out, but one more time, how can we get a hold of you guys with Penrose Neurosciences?
Super easy. Just Google Penrose Neurosciences, Google my name, Tripp with two P's, Nanny, N-A-N-N-E-Y, or my partner, Dr. Paul Boone, like B-O-O-N-E. We'll pop right up. You call the front desk, You tell them you'd like to see a neurosurgeon for whatever reason. Kelsey, Petra, Tish, Rachel will get you scheduled. We have very short wait times. I make a point to work later and longer in order to get people in sooner. Of course, please understand, we do trauma call. We do have to take call cases. Sometimes when we're in surgery, you know, the life of the neurosurgeon can be busy, but we always make sure that you get it in the appropriate amount of time.
Yep, and of course you can get all that information or a great starting point to get a hold of Penrose Neurosciences. Just start at centura.org. You can find all that information for the Penrose Neurosciences. Again, just head on over to centura.org. Dr. Tripp Nanny, thank you so much for joining us here on the Business Connection and for everything you do for the medical community here throughout Southern Colorado.
Thank you for the time. Thank you for the option to speak to our community, and we're happy to take care of anything. Even if it ends up not being a neurosurgical problem, I will help you get to the right doctor.